Welcome everyone, Afreil Chen Chanukah. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 6, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Last week we focused on Mizmor LeDavid, Bevoruchoi, Mipnei Avshalom Benoi. And we asked, Mizmor LeDavid, how is David Melech writing a Mizmor? He should be writing a Kina. One major point David Melech is teaching us is that no matter what the situation is, no matter how bad it is, it could have been worse. And we're appreciating the chesed Elyon and the chesed from Hashem, the kindness HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us and showering upon us that it's not worse. We want to focus tonight on the rest of Perek Gimel, discussing the word Tzela. What does the word Tzela mean, as it appears 71 times here in Sefer Tehillim and only 3 other times in Sefer Habakkuk? The Magen David, the famous symbol of Judaism. What is the message of the Magen David, as David HaMelech will teach us here as well? As well as a connection between Perek Gimel and Chanukah as its Chafei Kislev. The Targum and Metzudas Siyoin say that the word Tzela means forever. As in Pasuk Gimel, Ein Yeshuasa Loi Ve'elokim Tzela. There is no hope for David HaMelech. He will be lost forever. The Eben Ezra disagrees. The Eben Ezra says the word Tzela is a reaffirmation. It's to mechazik that which was previously said, to reaffirm the previous statement. He says further, and the Radak agrees as well, that the word Tzela is actually a musical instruction for the person who's singing Tehillim to raise his voice at this point in time. Hashem, ma'arobu tzoroi. Hashem, I have so many people who are coming against me, so many tormentors. The Sefer Mishnas Chasidim, he takes the first 4 words of Pasuk Beis, and he says, you have the word mitzri, mem, mo, reish, and rabu, tzoroi, tzadi, and the first word of the Pasuk Yud, Mitzri. What does Mitzri have to do with our discussion? David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, Arobu Tzoroi. It's the Mitzri that's causing me so many problems. What's the explanation? Chazal tell us that Doeg HaDoimi, who was the Av Bezdin, the tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, said that David HaMelech should not be able to come into Klal Yisrael. Why not? Because just like a Mitzri, there is no difference between the men and the women. And it needs 3 generations. You need 3 generations, Dor Shlishi. Then they could come into Klal Yisrael. But the men and women of the first 3 generations by the Mitzri, there's no differentiation. There's no difference. So David HaMelech was screaming out, Hashem, Arobu Tzoroi, this pshat from Doeg HaAdoimi is killing me. They're saying I can't come into Klal Yisrael. The Gemara continues that they said over that there's a halacha Moshe Mesinai that stated from Shmuel HaRamasi, from Shmuel HaNavi, Amoini cannot come into Klal Yisrael, but Amoinis, a female, can enter Klal Yisrael. Mayavi, a male from Mayav, is not allowed to enter Klal Yisrael. But a Mayavis is permitted to enter into Klal Yisrael. But this was a David HaMelech was referring to. Hashem, Arobu Tzoroi, he's referring to the Mitzri, the Svara from Doeg HaDoimi. Rabim Kamim Aloi, my tormentors are so many. Like Shaul, who's chasing after him. The children of Orpah, besides for Goliath had a brother, Yishbi. Yishbi almost killed David. Achitofel, Doeg, they were Tamidei Chachamim, they were powerful people, they were strong people. Rabim Oimrim Lenafshi, Ein Yeshuaso Ve'elokim Tzela. They were saying Lenafshi, as the Mamu explains, that his nefesh was at stake over here. That there's no Olam Haba because of his chait. That's what they wanted to say. However, we turn to Pasuk Dalid Va'ato Hashem. David HaMelech is Maimin. He believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ato Hashem. You are doing everything by Hashkacha Pratis. Everything that's happening, whether it's the smallest thing in life or the biggest thing in life, you are in charge. And therefore you are Mogein Ba'adi. You are my shield. You are my protection. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are Kavoidi Umeirim Roishi. You are elevating my kavod. You are elevating my honor. And let's now discuss a little over here about this Mogein Ba'adi. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, the Gadol Hador, he says in the Tshuva in Arachayim, Chela Gimel, Tshuva Tesvav, that there is no Gemara, there is no Medrash that tells us the Makar, the source of the Magen David, of the six-cornered sign of David HaMelech. However, David HaMelech here himself is telling us the pshat of what this means. Because whether it's above and below, east, west, north and south, the six different points and directions, this symbol of all directions, as David HaMelech is telling us, I trust in you. You, Hashem, are my Mogen. You are my shield. And this is what the Mogen David is coming to symbolize. A person is putting his bitachon, his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens is all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ma de'ovid rachmano letov ovid. Chazal tell us that whatever happens is letov, is for good. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us with the Mogen David pointing all six directions. A person is Maimin, he believes that Hashem is the one who's in charge of every single aspect of his life. Koyli El Hashem Ekro, Pasuk Hey. What does David teach us? When a person has a tzara, where do I turn to? My bitach, my trust is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koyli El Hashem, I will call out to Hashem. Even in time when everything might feel like yush, like giving up hope, David says, there's no such thing. A yid never gives up hope. Koyli El Hashem, I will call out to Hashem. V'ya'aneini. And Hashem already like answered me in the past. V'ya'aneini. Mihar kodshoi selo. Where is Hashem answering from? All tefillahs, har kodshoi. The Mefarshim explained this is from the makom, the Beis HaMikdash. The place where all the tefillahs come from and go through. That channel, that's v'ya'aneini. As if to say, he knows he has bitachon, Hashem will answer him already, mihar kodshoi. In Pasuk Vav, the Radak tells us, no matter what the tzaras were, Avshalom is chasing after him with 12,000 men. Achitofel, as the Malam explained, gave an Eitzah, go now and attack David while he's sleeping. However, this Eitzah, this advice was put aside for a different advice. I said, no, David will be sleeping. David will not be sleeping. David will be ready for you. After Achitofel saw that his Eitzah was not listened to, he went and he killed himself. Koyli El Hashem Ekro of Ya'aneini. What did David HaMelech do? He actually did go to sleep. And if Achitofel's advice would have been listened to, David would have been killed. Anisha Chafti Yivoishon, the Radak says he went to sleep with Bitochin Hashem. And he got up. Hekitsoisi. With that Bitochin, that trust, no matter what the tzara was, Ki Hashem yismecheini, because Hashem will support me. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita says in his sefer, "Ani shachavti va'ishona, I went to sleep. I lay down and I went to sleep. Hekitzoisi ki Hashem yismecheini, and I got up and Hashem supports me." He says, "Let's not take it for granted that we get up in the morning. Let's not take this for granted. We give our neshama back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, part of it." At night, we wake up in the morning, we say, Moed Ani, we have to thank Hashem. That's why we have to wake up in the morning with a thank you. Because not everybody will wake up in the morning. And if we wake up in the morning, this is something to appreciate. Hekitzoisi, ki Hashem yismecheini. Hashem is supporting me, Hashem is giving me life. Another day. At the end of Pasuk Ches, we have over here, ki ki says, kol oivai lechi, Hashem hid all my enemies. Oivai lechi is how Hashem disgraced them. He embarrassed them. Shinei rishoyim shibarto, the teeth of the rishoyim he broke. This shows the gevura the power and the might, as Rashi explains, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim explain over here that where does the ra come from? The ra, many times, comes from the food that a person eats with his teeth. A person who eats food, even if it's kosher, but he eats in the incorrect way, he eats the food for his guf, he ruins himself. A person who eats macholos asurois, he's ruining himself. These are the rishoyim, shinei rishoyim. You have the first chait that ever existed was with food. They ate from the eight sadas. They put misa into themselves. The Yaris Devash brings from Arizal. Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshit says from Arizal that this is what happened to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who for 80 years served Bekehuna Gedoyla. For 80 years, it was Soif Nas at Stuki, he became at Stuki. How was this? How is this possible? Because of the food that he ate, and it was with Nishmas Rishoyim inside of him. This food turned him away. When the person doesn't eat the food properly, doesn't check for the bugs in the food, doesn't eat with Kedusha, it can turn the person, Shini Rishoyim, the teeth, the food of the Rishoyim, it can make a person into a Rasha. David HaMelech concludes over here, and now we'll tie this in the Chanukah as well, LaHashem HaYeshua, to you Hashem, that's who we praise, Al Amcho Brechusecha Selah. We have over here the words, LaHashem HaYeshua, Al Amcho Brechusecha. Rav Gamliel once again tells us that after we have the Yeshua, Hashem is the one who saved us. We have a responsibility now. Our responsibility is Al Amcho Brechusecha. We have to be Mehoilel, we have to thank Hashem, we have to praise Hashem. Just like we have now the Yontif of Chanukah. Chanukah, we have the mitzvah Lohoidei Sulahalel, to sing the praise of Hashem. Many times, it's very common for a person to cry out to Hashem, that Hashem should help him. But the appreciation after the Yeshua comes is not always there. Rav Moshe Zatzal would say that people would come to him and ask him to daven for people. But they wouldn't come back and tell him if the person had a refuah shleima or not. A friend of mine told me a pshat by Sori Meinu, it says that she was like 20, like when she was like 100. So all the same, what does this mean, 20 like 100? So if you look at our Sefer Tehillim, in Perek Chof, we say, Lamatzeich v'nizmor l'David, Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzora. This is what the chapter we turn to, the Perek we turn to when we have Tzora Sachman al-Tzon. We dive into Hashem to save us. That's Perek Chof. Then Perek Kuf, Mizmor l'soida. That's to thank Hashem, a korban toida. That's what it means, Tzora Meinu. She davened to Hashem with the tzara and the tefillah and the haidah, the thanks, the same way. This is the lesson over here of Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the Yevanim. We have a chiyuv, LaHashem HaYeshua, Al Amcho Berchotzecha, to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The salvation of Yeshua came from you, Hashem, and I amakir that, I recognize that. Let's just review what we said over here tonight. We focused on the word Selah. We discussed the different meanings of the word forever. Or we said also that it's to reaffirm that which was previously mentioned. And another pshat, that it's a musical instruction to raise the voice. We also said from David HaMelech, the six-pointed star is to show in all directions HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And we have bitachin, Hashem is mogin ba'adi. Hashem is my shield, Hashem is my protection. We also explained the importance of having our bitachin Hashem. I went to sleep and I woke up. What did I say? I said, Moida ani. I thank you, Hashem. And that's how we end off over here. LaHashem HaYeshua, just like the connection with Chanukah, that the Chashmonoim, and they instituted this Yontif of Chanukah, which we have now. Let us all strengthen ourselves in Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate everything we have from Hashem. La Hashem HaYeshua, Perek Chof, just like Perek Kuf, the same time, the same energy we put into davening to Hashem for the Yeshua, for the salvation, we should also have for the Haidah, for the thanks as well. L'Freilich and Chanukah.